Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Today, we're going to learn a lot of fun things. My name is Peter. I'm one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is mystery. The title of the show is The Thief and the Coffee. The Thief and the Coffee. Hello, friends. Today's lesson is a little bit different. Today, we have a mystery. Katie, what is a mystery?
Well, a mystery is when we don't know the answer to something. Maybe I lost the keys to my house and I can't find them. Where did they go? It's a mystery. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie, and I'm glad you joined us for today's English lesson.
There are many books about mysteries. There are movies and TV shows about mysteries, too. Katie, do you like a mystery?
I love reading books about mysteries. They are so exciting. What about you, Peter?
I love to watch mysteries on TV. You don't know the answer until the very end of the show. Or sometimes, you never know the ending.
Today's mystery has a thief in it. Peter, what is a thief?
A thief is someone who takes something without asking or without paying money for it.
That's right. So, we're going to talk more about that later, but first, we need to learn all the keywords for today. It's time for Christina.
今天要讲的是一个悬疑的推理故事。故事的主角是一名警察，他在晚上值班，正倒着咖啡的时候，电话响了。倒咖啡是 pour coffee， 倒出来的这个动作就是 pour。他按着报案的电话到了现场，先停好他的车。He parked his car。原来 park 不只可以当名词公园的意思，也可以当动词表达停车这个动作。停好车之后，看见了一件奇怪的事。He saw something strange。形容词 strange 就是奇怪的。路边有一名黑衣男子，手上拿着地图在那里徘徊。地图就是 map。He was holding a map。男子的身上还带着装了咖啡的保温杯，警察把咖啡倒在杯盖里喝了一口，杯子的盖子就是 lid。 He pours coffee in the lid， 却发现保温杯里的咖啡是冰冷的，保温杯里的咖啡都变冷了，可见这个男子在这条街上一定是徘徊很久了。所以到底是怎么一回事呢？他到底想做什么呢？
One night, I was working at the police station. I had just poured a cup of coffee when the phone rang. Someone had tried to get into a house on Maple Street. I said I would be right there. The night was cold, but my coffee was still hot. I parked my car, but then I saw something strange. A man beside the road was wearing black clothes.
There are a few words we should talk about in part one of the story. This story is also a mystery.
Part one starts at a police station. The police are the people who protect us and make sure we follow the rules. So, what is a police station?
The police station is where the police work. All the police cars are there, and you can go there if you need some help.
There are also places like radio stations. When you listen to the radio, it is made at the radio station. Or if you're watching TV, like right now, it's made at this TV station.
That's right. Here at LTE TV, we are making the show at a TV station.
Well, at a police station, they stay up really late. When you stay up late, you might pour a lot of coffee.
When you put something like water into a cup, you are pouring the water into the cup.
And to pour a cup just means pour enough for just one cup. How many cups of coffee did you pour today, friends?
I love coffee. I often pour a cup of coffee when I read a book.
That's nice, Katie. But doesn't your phone ring sometimes when you're reading?
Yes, I don't like it when that happens because I have to stop and look at my
phone. I'm sorry. I thought my phone just rang. But that's a good point, Katie.
That's right. And can you think of anything else that rings, Peter?
Well, when you go to a friend's house, you ring the doorbell before you go in.
That's right. And if you drive your car to your friend's house, you have to park the car first.
So when you say park in this lesson, do you mean that place where you go to walk or play basketball?
No, to park means you put your car in one place for a while. Make sure to remember that they are different.
Hey, Katie, check this out.
Peter, what are you doing? Why are you acting so strange?
That's right. That's one of the words we need to learn.
Something strange means that it's not normal. And Peter, that was a strange way to teach that.
Okay, but I think they get it. Let's go to part two of today's lesson.
I walked over to the man. He was holding a map. Good evening, I said.
I'm a police officer. Are you lost?
Yes, he said.
I'm looking for a friend's house, but I don't know this neighborhood well.
Was the man telling the truth? I didn't know. But then I saw that the man had a coffee bottle just like mine.
So he was holding a map. To hold something means to have it in your hand. Katie, what are you holding right now?
Well, I'm holding my clipboard. But in our story, the man was holding a map. Peter, what is a map?
Maps show you where you are. When I lived in Asia, I needed to use a lot of maps. I didn't know where anything was. When I looked at a map, I could find where I was.
So maps are really helpful, and they can also help you find a place that you have never been to before.
But let's remember, friends, if someone you see on the street is holding a map, you should ask them a question.
Well, if they have a map, maybe they don't know where they are. So you can ask, are you lost?
Katie, you just said today's calendar phrase.
Are you lost?
Are you lost?
你迷路了吗?
Hello, mister.
Hello, little girl. Are you lost?
This store is really big.
Yes, it is. Are you lost?
I can't find my mother.
Oh, are you lost?
No, I'm not lost. My mother is.
Are you lost?
Are you lost?
你迷路了吗?
That's great. If someone like me is lost, you can ask them that question and practice your English.
When I am lost, I ask someone where I should go. They're always helpful, and they tell me the truth. And now Christina wants to tell us the truth about that phrase.
这名男子说要找朋友，可是迷路了。他说的是真话吗? Was the man telling the truth? 所以说实话就是 tell the truth. 在英文里关于说话的动词有很多，像是 tell, speak 或是 talk。 这些都是说话，但是 speak 多半是用在讲某一种语言的时候，比如 she speaks English well， 或者 I can speak 5 languages。而 talk 则用在与人对谈对话的时候，比如 I'll talk to her later。要附带说明一下的是 ，speak 有时候也用来表达对人说话，不过它比 talk 更正式庄重一点。 通常用在演讲或者是正式的谈话。今天用的是 tell the truth。 这个tell则多半是在描述某件事的时候用的，像是说实话就是真实的描述某件事。所以如果说谎的话就是 tell a lie。 说故事就是 tell a story。 这些都是描述事情，所以都用 tell。
Sometimes it's hard to tell the truth, but it is always the right thing to do. Christina talks about this word tell. It is like the word speak or sometimes the word say.
We often use the word when telling a story, like today's mystery. In school, books can tell us things we want to learn. What else, Katie?
Well, to tell the truth, I can think of a lot.Just now, I used that phrase in a new way. When you start a sentence with, to tell the truth, you really mean what you're about to say.
If you don't like something, it's a nice thing to say. So, Katie, I made some stinky tofu today. Would you like to try some?
To tell the truth, Peter, I don't really like stinky tofu. But would you like to go exercise after work?
To tell the truth, I'm a little tired.
Okay, Peter, tell me the truth. Are you tired?
No, I just don't want to exercise. But I do want to take a break. There'll be more show right after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
In today's lesson, we have been learning about a mystery. A mystery is when we don't know the answer to something or what happens.
We have also learned that if we see someone that is lost, we can ask them, "Are you lost?" to help them out. Maybe you can use a map to tell them where they need to go.
That's why maps are so helpful. Let's learn some more in the third part of this lesson.
I keep my coffee in a bottle like that. It keeps things warm for hours. May I see it? He gave it to me, and I poured some coffee in the lid.
I drank from that, officer. I wouldn't...
The man stopped when I took a drink. The coffee was ice cold. I love coffee, I said, but I like it hot in January.What are you really doing here?
You can remember from earlier about pouring a cup of coffee. Now he is pouring coffee into a lid. Katie, tell us about this word.
Well, lids are used on most drinks. They help so that we don't spill what we are drinking.I always am careful with my coffee, and I use a lid. I don't want to spill it on my clothes.
And if you wash your clothes after the spill, it might still be on your clothes. I know a great place in my neighborhood to wash clothes. I can show you on a map where it is.
Good! I don't know your neighborhood very well. Can you tell us more about that word?
Neighborhood? Well, most of us grew up in neighborhoods.It's the small area where you live. You know where everything important is, like a good place to eat and meet with friends.
That's right. So Peter will tell me where I can go to wash my clothes, and maybe he can tell me where to park.
Sure. I can show you where to park. I keep a map on my phone. But first, Christina would like to tell us more about this word.
警察说他也是把咖啡放在那种瓶子里。I keep my coffee in a bottle like that. 这里的动词 keep 有存放的意思。他接下去说这种杯子可以保持温度好几个小时。It keeps things warm for hours. 这里的 keep 变成保持的意思。所以 keep 可以当存放或是保持的意思。存放的话你可以说 We keep the clothes in a box.我们把衣服放在一个箱子里。如果是保持的意思，可以说 They keep the room very clean. 他们把房间保持得非常干净。
My friend said that when I told her where I keep my books. And now, Rebecca wants to tell us more about that grammar point. Here she is now.
Hello, friends!Here's another very useful grammar point to use. The man, verb,
when I did something. For example, the man laughed when I told a joke. The man jumped when I scared him. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Let's practice that sentence at home. You can make it a lot of fun. Try to use different words that you know.
Oh, Peter, how about I start a sentence and you finish it? Okay, the teacher smiled
when I said the right answer. Okay, let me try. The friend laughed
when I told a funny joke. Oh, that was a fun way to review. And right now, it's time for us to keep reviewing with our keyword review.
Here's our first keyword. Pour. Pour. Pour me a glass of water, please.
Park. Park. We need to park close to the store.
Strange. Strange. He's nice, but he wears strange clothes.
Map. Map. I love to look at maps when I travel.
Lid. Lid. I lost the lid to my cup.
And those were all the keywords that we learned today. Practice them at home. Right now, we're going to review today's lesson.
One night, I was working at the police station. I had just poured a cup of coffee when the phone rang. Someone had tried to get into a house on Maple Street. I said I would be right there. The night was cold, but my coffee was still hot. I parked my car, but then I saw something strange. A man beside the road was wearing black clothes. I walked over to the man. He was holding a map. "Good evening," I said.
"I'm a police officer. Are you lost?"
"Yes," he said.
I'm looking for a friend's house, but I don't know this neighborhood well."
Was the man telling the truth? I didn't know. But then I saw that the man had a coffee bottle just like mine. I keep my coffee in a bottle like that. It keeps things warm for hours. May I see it? He gave it to me, and I poured some coffee in the lid.
"I drank from that, officer. I wouldn't..."
The man stopped when I took a drink. The coffee was ice cold. "I love coffee," I said, "but I like it hot in January. What are you really doing here?"
"Aha! Monkey Man, you are drinking coffee."
"That's right, Ginger. I love coffee. And why are you dressed like that?"
"I'm solving a mystery."
"What kind of mystery?"
"An unsolved mystery."
That's interesting."
"Yeah."
"And I am here, Ginger, to talk to you."
"Yes, but you have coffee. Now, it's a cold day. Is your coffee hot?"
"Ginger, yes. My coffee is very hot."
"Really?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Let me see."
"Okay, here, can you see?"
"Ha-ha! Your coffee really is hot, Monkey Man!"
"Ginger, you just spilled my coffee."
"I know, and it really is hot."
"Why did you do that?"
"I don't know. It's a mystery."
Whatever you do, be sure you stay true to what you know is right. Some things seem fun, but when you're done, you begin to see the light. Sometimes good. that you know is right. Something seems common, but when you're done, you begin to see the light. Sometimes doing good is hard when no one seems to care. There's always someone watching you, your good deeds, they are aware. Hey, hey, live in the sunshine, not the darkest night. Life is better when you do, and your days will always be bright. Hey, hey, live in the sunshine, not the darkest night. Life is better when you do, and your days will always be bright. Hey, hey, live in the light. You gotta live in the light. Hey, hey, live in the light. Hey, hey, live in the light. Hey, hey, live in the light.
Well, that was quite the mystery that we had today. And we also learned some fun words today, like strange.
We learned about maps and how they tell us where we need to be. Make sure you ask someone, are you lost? That way you can help them out if they are.
Don't forget that we also talked about coffee. Oh, I want to pour a cup of coffee right now. But I'll make sure to use a lid so I don't spill.
So remember to practice what we learned today. Maybe get a cup of coffee with a friend and practice talking in English. And come back and join us tomorrow for another fun lesson.
Yes, we hope to see you then here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.